excited to have Leonard Weaver here, who's retiring as a Philadelphia Eagle. In his 2 years as an Eagle, he made huge contributions to our organization on and off the field. When you're scouting players, you're looking for players like Leonard for what he does, not only on the field, a fullback who, incredible runner, receiver, blocker, triple threat player, those are hard to find in the NFL. So he was a rare commodity for us. And then off the field, the way that he was a role model for our younger players and how he acted with the community. So we're honored that he chose to retire as a Philadelphia Eagle, and we wanted to welcome him back here today. Leonard Weaver.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Howie. First, I want to just definitely give honor to God for this opportunity to be able to come back to such a great organization and to be able to resign under the Eagles covenant there, so to speak. To all the fans out there, I want to say definitely to start off with that it's been an honor and a privilege to be able to be here and to play for a city that is as gung-ho as anybody that I know, who loves to get down, get dirty, who loves to make things happen, and that attitude that I have kind of just came together at the same time. I also want to give, you know, honor and blessings to my family, which is here today, who have supported me definitely through the goods and the bad. I want to say thank you to the Eagles cooking staff, you know, for making me some great meals, because I wouldn't have been able to score no touchdowns or anything without great nutrition. Also the media department, I think Derek Boyko, Dave Spadaro, those guys have always supported me in every venture that I've had. And I know that them, a part of the Eagles organization, made this happen today. So it's just been a great honor to be here. And I've been very fortunate and blessed with my short career to play like I have. And I gave everything I got and I left it on the field. So that's the blessing behind it. So I guess now what I'll do, I'll just open it up for questions. Oh, and I want to just also thank Andy Reid for the opportunity as well, and everybody who was in the front office, along with Howie, who betted on me at that time to come in and make a difference. So I guess now I'll open up for questions.
Leonard, it was one season here, and you decided to come back and have this honor. What was it about that season that resonated with you so much?
I would have to say when I first got here, after, you know, the free agency process, coming into Philly and being accepted the way that I was right off the bat. I think the fans really gave me a lot of love, not even knowing what I did on the field, not seeing what I had done yet, and really just going off of a year before in Seattle where I really wasn't known. I think it was that portion of it that really helped drive. Some of the most memorable moments, wow, I would have to say first and foremost, man, the touchdown. You know, my first touchdown as an Eagle, I believe was the 40-yard. Actually, it was a pass from Donovan into the end zone, but I have to say the 41-yard touchdown in the division against the Giants, that was really a memorable moment for me. It was a big moment, and it was a huge moment at the time for the team, so I would have to say that.
How is your knee, and how is the recovery from
the injury? Wow, the knee is actually doing pretty good, and it's actually something that I've thought about over the past couple years, you know, coming back and getting back into football. I'm actually running. I'm actually moving very well. I feel good. You know, it's just at the point right now where I feel like it's time to step away from the game and pursue other opportunities.
Leonard, do you still not have full range of motion within the foot?
Actually, yes. I do not have full range of motion in the foot, Derek. However, I'm able to still run, which is actually incredible to me. I'm able to still run actually without a brace. I know that's one of the things that we talked about in the you know, the interview we had, but I'm actually doing really good. But I do not have full motion, no, sir.
Why do you think you and the fans connected so well during your short time here in Philadelphia?
I would have to say we have the same attitude, similar attitude. Philly fans, you know, they're known as the blue-collar fans. They work hard. They're gritty. They're going to talk bad about you. They're going to tell you to your face what time it is. But at the same time, they're going to get it done. And I think we embodied each other when I came here, because I'm the type of guy, I may not talk as much, but I'm definitely going to go out there and give 110% of whatever I do. And I think the heart behind the matter is how the connection kind of really began.
Leonard, was there a certain moment where you knew that it was time to step away? Or was there something that happened that you convinced you that to go in a different direction?
Yeah, I would definitely have to say so. It was probably about a year or so ago where, you know, you know, with the injury and having so much negativity behind it and me trying to be as optimistic as possible, I started thinking about my kids, you know, being able to play with them again, being able to run with them again, trying to, you know, jump, play basketball, and kind of have not being able to do the normal things as a father. And I thought about football and, well, what if I try to come back? And what if it happens to the other knee? So it was one of them things where I was like, you know what? It is time to step away. I've accomplished a lot as an NFL player. You know, the highest paid fullback, thanks to the Eagles organization. Thank you. Also going to the Pro Bowl, you know, going to the Super Bowl in 2005. So I think my career, I'm very happy with it, and I don't have any regrets.
Talking to you, you had interest in music.
Right.
I mean, you told me you like Earth, Wind, and Fire, all that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
You know, you just work with Comcast Sportsnet. I mean, right. What are some of the things you're trying to do now that, you know,
right now, one of the main things we're doing right now is we're actually just taking this big old production that we have called The Takeover across the country. We're trying to impact kids' lives. Our generation and our young people, man, they're kind of lost out there today, and they're looking for some love. So that is actually the next endeavor. While I'm doing that, though, I definitely am also pursuing a career as a TV analyst as well. And if that door opens up, I'm definitely going to take it. Yes, actually, we have been in some talks, and I definitely love that. I have been approached about it, and I definitely look forward to definitely teaming up with the Eagles organization. Whatever they need from me, they already know. It's no question about it. I'll be there. I haven't stopped, and I won't stop. And whatever they need from me, I'll definitely look forward to that.
Do you still look at the play?
Like that guy from Louisville,
yeah,
in the Final Four, suffer a horrendous leg injury. What goes through your mind? Does it bring you back to that day?
It really does. I don't know, you know, I know a lot of you, I know everybody saw it, but I can't even describe what kind of pain that injury felt like. You know, all I can remember doing is really screaming as loud as I can, and I heard the tendons pop. So when I see an injury like that, my heart definitely goes out to him and his family, and then I look forward to the process. You know, is this young man able to handle this process mentally where he feel like he can come back? Is he optimistic? Is he a guy that struggles with that? Those are the things that I kind of think about. But, man, I just kind of pray for him, man, and I hope the best. And I hope he has a good supporting cast because I did. I definitely had a good supporting cast.
Look at the play that ended your career?
Yes, I look at it. I've looked at it several times. Do I get upset about it? No. I don't have any harsh feelings for anybody that was a part of it. I don't think it was intentional. But at times I do think that if it had not happened, then I would still be playing today and I wouldn't be before you right now.
What did you learn about yourself as a person going through the injury and everything that's taking place
after you? I would have to say I've already knew that I had a strong heart at trying to get through things, but I would have to say the endurance portion. You know, I think we all have a length of endurance until it gets to the point of almost madness where you strive hard to get back and it just doesn't work. And I found out even through the process that, you know what, sometimes things may have to stop in this portion of your life, but there's another portion where things can pick up and you can continue to keep going on. So I looked at it as a positive note where, you know what, it has to stop here, but now you get an opportunity to use your platform as an NFL player, all pro, to impact kids around this country who are looking at NFL players, wondering what they go through. So now I get to give them a taste of that.
At what point, as you said, you were one of the highest paid fullbacks in the NFL, the highest paid fullbacks in the NFL. Now it's a position that a lot of teams, the Eagles included, seem to be phasing out. Why do you think that is around the league?
Honestly, I think because a lot of players that are playing the fullback position are unable to do the things that Howie was saying when you're recruiting a guy or you're looking at a guy can do. I think I was very blessed and privileged to be able to run, catch, and block at the same time. And Howie and Andy and those guys, they utilized my talents. You know, coming in on third down, teams they didn't know what we were going to do, whether we were going to pass, block, or whatever. So I think it presented a sense of versatility. And nowadays, the fullback position, a lot of the guys, they're just big guys. So it's nothing more than a lineman. So, you know, why put them in the backfield when you can just go one back and make it happen, especially with the trend of the league being that today.
So 4 years later, how do you think you would have fit in today's NFL?
Oh, man, I think I could definitely fit. I mean, I think I could have definitely fit, especially in this offense. I think I do have the speed, or had the speed, rather, to play whatever Chip Kelly would have asked me to. And with the heart of mine to get better and do whatever I need to do, I don't think it would have been a problem. You know what? I haven't seen it myself, but I actually had a chance to meet him. And honestly, I like his attitude. I like his demeanor. I love his intensity. I can see it in his eyes. Only thing I can say is it's going to be pretty fast. That's all I can say. So I'm actually looking forward to seeing what it's going to actually look like, and I'm pretty excited for the Eagles.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.